This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We are the Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. 7 o'clock, and I guess we're going to hit the skids.
Oh, skids hitting time.
I guess so.
We haven't done that in a while.
It's always good. I know you haven't, brother.
What's new?
I need to hear my music. Do you have Hail to the Redskins over there? There we go. I'm also responding to my wife via text. She wants to know when we're going to have our family. We always have an annual lobster dinner at my in-laws around Christmas time. Okay. They're trying to schedule it the same day as we always celebrate Kris Kringle with the boys.
That's the 14th.
The 14th. Now, I can do a lobster dinner, but it'd have to be more like a lobster lunch.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because Jerry's Seafood.
Because then we always have Jerry's, but I'm going to talk to Horsey.
Dinner.
We need Jerry's to maybe bring the food a little later. That would be more helpful to me.
Oh, okay. It is all about you.
I can't have a lobster dinner at 3 and then have Jerry's at 6.
Don't worry about
six.
The other hungry guys.
Well, they can snack.
First world problems.
Don't worry about the seven other hungry dudes. Them.
I'm not really too worried about it. You're right. I'm not really too worried
about
it. I
know you're not.
You still do that at Horsey's Crib?
This year,
we're doing it at Cass, at Pastries.
This year at Pastries. Because Pastry got a new bar built in, apparently, in his basement. Pastry
good.
Likes to have like a full like Cheers bar in his house.
Ah.
You know, he likes to do it like
he's
that.
He's got a full bar, and he's got a pool in his backyard. He's a
nice.
Rich. He's rich. He's so
I don't even
super
know what
rich.
Pastry does for a living, because he's always going by Pastry.
Yeah.
You know, he used to sell pastries. What did he graduate to?
He's selling something.
No, he works for the placement company or whatever. It's one of the big ones.
A recruiter? Like
Insperity?
Insperity, yeah.
I don't
the
know what they do.
Pull by
but
flakes.
Is he recruiting? Is that what they do?
Yeah.
I think it's like executive headhunting, something like that.
He is doing well.
He makes money, but
good
it seems
him.
Like a horrible job. It's a lot of traveling.
He does travel a lot.
Yeah, I mean, could it be more boring?
Yeah.
Now I have to get into Pastry's pockets. I'm going to write down a number and see what the number is.
All right.
Well, let's not get too carried away on his wealth. Isn't he living like Glen Burnie?
So
let's not get too carried away.
No, I think it's
I could live in a friggin' mansion in Glen Burnie.
No, I think it's considered Suburban Park.
All right. Whatever. He's got a beautiful home. No
good
doubt.
For him.
Yeah.
I think he makes.
This is probably high. What do you think?
I think that's probably high.
I think that's high, but I think he's...
He might make close to what you make.
Yeah, I think he's there.
He might be.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's there.
Pretty good number.
Yeah.
Put it this way, he's just filthy rich, like you.
Please stop. Sure, I'm filthy rich.
All right, you play it again. I can't hit the skins until I hear that. Thank you. Although we probably should be playing sad hit the skins, but I like
no, but
this,
it's
though,
Wednesday.
Because Wednesday... No! You... No! No!
See, thank we can you. Go back and forth. I'm like a chameleon over here.
The Redskins haven't scored a touchdown in over 13 quarters. I threw it out there on Twitter during the break, 2 breaks ago. Spanos doesn't want to move the Chargers, but the Skins fans are happy for them to move the Redskins.
It seems that way.
Just take them. Move them to England. Wouldn't that be the greatest thing? Is there anybody here in town that would be upset if Dan Snyder announced, you know what? I can't get a stadium deal here in D.C. or Virginia or Maryland that I'm happy with. Attendance, the fans have abandoned the team.
It's cratered.
I feel like I have no support here, so I'm moving the team to London.
I think there's a little
core people. Do you think there would be people here that would be upset?
A small vocal
minority.
We're going
to get an expansion team immediately.
Even like the drunk mics of the world that like going to the games part of their life.
I think, I'm telling you, I think 90% of the fan base would be thrilled.
We can throw it out there. 800-636-1067. If the
move
commissioner,
the team. He's not going to sell it. Move
the commissioner of the NFL announced today that the Redskins were moving to London. How would you feel? 800-636-1067.
But he's such a Mark fanboy, and he's from here. I don't think even if the money was overwhelming and crazy, I don't think he would do
my
it.
My understanding is, I'm thinking back to a conversation I have with a buddy of mine. My understanding is that he spends a lot of time
overseas,
he
actually.
He does, yeah. With his fancy yacht.
He likes to go to Europe.
Yeah, I think he's in Europe a lot. So just take the effing team with you.
I told you, the Brits don't want him over there.
We don't want him at Potomac. We don't want his
football
team here.
London would have to want him.
We don't want him cutting down our trees anymore, although I don't care. Just go.
Do you care about breathing? Then you should care about him knocking down a bunch of trees.
So were people tweeting us saying they could easily change name to the London Redcoats?
Sure. Call them whatever you want. I don't care.
But I think if there wasn't the promise of a future team.
Yeah. Well, of course we'd get a team in D.C., the nation's capital. Of course we would get a team. We would get a team immediately.
Okay. You can say immediately. That's not how it worked for the Nationals.
It's different. We have a
took forever with
we
baseball.
We won three Super Bowls here.
They got a nice even number of teams in the NFL.
Who cares? Give a team to Richmond or something. Who cares? Just give us our team at D.C. Have an odd number. Who cares?
Just saying, you got eight divisions, four teams. It kind of works out perfectly.
The synergy right now is good.
Extract the Jags or something. Who cares about them? Make them go away.
Yeah, just contract them.
Extract them. Got the wrong word.
Yeah. You had part of the word correct.
I think there would be some people that would be upset.
10%.
Rich Turpins of the world.
I don't even think Rich would care. If it meant that you got rid of Dan, I almost think it would be unanimous. Like, find me one person that would be upset. Well, you get rid of Dan.
You're not going to find a big pro
Dan
Snyder
group. And then
within
5 years, we get a new team.
By the way, are you winning $100
don't
or $50 off of Turpin this year? We usually do an annual bet.
I don't know. He doesn't pay
me. I got in on it last year. I don't think I got in on it this year.
I think I won last year, but he didn't pay me or something. So I stopped making bets with him.
Now, it is hard, even though the Callahan-led Redskins at this point are the most boring. They'll just put you to sleep, but they're melatonin. They haven't had Jordan Reed. They haven't had Chris Thompson for the last few weeks. They're waffling back and forth on quarterbacks. Vernon Davis has been out for the last five games. We all know they haven't had Trent. Geis hasn't been available. Sheriff and Chase Roullier have been hurt. So injury talk is for losers. There's no doubt about it. But there's also no doubt that they've had serious injuries to actually their best players.
By the way, let's go through those guys.
That's good is McLaurin.
Let's go through those guys who've been injured and which guys you would move on from. Because I would move on from the first three that you named. I like Chris Thompson personally, but there's no way I can rely on him to be part of my team in the future.
Well, I would just do him a favor and move on.
Right. I would move on
improve his life.
And send him
I'm
to
too
a
biased.
Team.
I like him. So.
I like him, but I would move on from him. I'd move on from Jordan Reed, and I'd move on from Vernon Davis.
Let
I think
him
the Jordan
sign,
Reed thing's going to happen.
You know what? Let Chris Thompson sign with a team like Seattle or the Saints.
Right. A team that can
or
actually
Green
contend.
Bay. You know, it's a team that could use him, that could contend and go to playoffs.
The thing I couldn't believe watching that Bills game while my eyes were open is I knew they had a bunch of ex-Redskins. I didn't know Andre Roberts was one of them. I can't believe he's still surviving in the league. Good for him.
Yep.
So if Andre Roberts can survive all these years, I knew Trent was there. Yeah. I knew Zoe was there. I had no idea Andre Roberts was still in the league.
Mm-hmm. He's still carved out a niche for himself.
You know, he had a decent return in the game.
Yeah,
he never did that for the Redskins.
He was poop here.
Yep.
He was all hype and poop when he was here.
Much like Paul Richardson.
He's been in the league since 2010.
Dude, he's
going on a decade.
He's had a great run.
Good for him.
Like the quietest 10-year NFL career in history.
I've really come to like Chris Thompson, just talking to him
every
week.
I like him a lot, too.
He's a good dude. I hope that he's gone from here and he's on a better team next year.
I'll go with that.
I mean, who can't use a quick, kind of a scat back who can catch out of the backfield?
Right.
Every team can use that guy.
It's a great weapon.
If he can stay healthy, sometimes he's just too banged up.
But what you reference is why, regardless of how he played, Dwayne Haskins wasn't set up for super success, much like the other guys weren't set up for super success because there just aren't many weapons.
Exactly.
It's Terry McLaurin. Trey Quinn, who's been relatively healthy, has been a dud this year. Yep. And he was so hyped up in training camp.
Yep.
People saying he's got 70 catches, 80 catches. He doesn't even have 200 yards.
Yeah.
No, we're more than halfway through the season, and he doesn't even have 200 yards. There's some receivers that do that in a single game in this league.
Yeah. Yep. No, you're right.
You're right.
Paul Richardson, I think, is well short of 300, and he's making $8 million a season.
He's been a massive bust.
He's bringing in like 26 yards per game.
That's massive. 26
per game.
And what they have at tight end, and it's because, you know, Jordan Reed, you just can't rely on him concussed. He's probably never going to play again.
No, not here.
And then Vernon Davis being concussed, missing all these games. What you have at tight end, you were part of one pregame show, so the last thing we do is always over-under. Tom Daly goes to actual lines. The over-under on Jeremy Sprinkle is always like 12 yards.
Right.
Now,
that's our starting tight end.
To defend all those guys, they've had Keenum, McCoy, and Haskins delivering the ball, right, which is just god awful.
True, it doesn't help. Doesn't help. But Sprinkle's, I mean,
that does not help.
Sprinkle can't really get open, and when he catches
the ball,
he's
a blocking tight end.
He can't go anywhere. All right, let's bang out some of these calls. People want to chime in about moving the team. Let's go to Aziz in Lorton. Aziz, what's up? Would you support moving the team to England, London, wherever, anywhere, Mars?
London's in England.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. You know, even right. Siberia. Send the team to Siberia.
Yeah, who cares?
Dan Snyder's never going to sell this team.
Never.
The only way to get rid of him is if you actually pay him to move the team somewhere else. Look, you know, he asked me, the screener, how long would I wait? I'll wait 10 years. Let's look at the last 10 years. What do we have to lose?
It's a great point.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah.
In the last 12 years, they've made the playoffs twice.
Yeah. No, I honestly don't think anybody would object to it. Maybe some, like, even if you were like in your late 80s or something, and you're a diehard Skins, even, you know, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
So why not just move
them? The last 10 years, right, was 6 years of Gruden, playoffs once, 4 years of Shanny, playoffs once. And the 2 years before that, they missed the playoffs. Because that was Zorn, right?
Correct. Let's go to
two playoff bursts in 12 years. You're not missing anything.
Go to Tom in Alexandria. Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys. Look, Bickle, you are right on. 90%, and I'm probably at the 58th percentile. Moving to London is beautiful.
Right. Take them.
I mean, it's
we'll
it's
wait perfect. 5 years. We'll wait 5 years for an expansion team, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd go to every all eight games. I would go instead of FedEx.
Oh, you'd rather go to London.
You'd fly to London.
You know, yeah. You'd have a better game experience.
I don't think there's a big market for that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but the point is.
But I do it. Hey, guys, just real quick on ending. I've been listening to you guys off and on since 2000. Great work.
Thank you, buddy.
Love it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Really appreciate it, Tom. Very nice of you.
Prefer more on than off.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. How y'all been? Long time no talk.
Cool.
Anyway, hail to the Nats, by the way. I haven't talked to you since that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the Redskins moving to England. You know what? Let's go ahead and support that one. As long as they take Snyder and Allen with them.
Oh, of course.
Okay? Let's get Snyder and Allen the hell out of Northern
Virginia.
Well,
that's the point.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a few... politicians that need to go with them. Anyway, y'all have a good day. That's my feelings on this one, okay?
Right. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Dennis.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Jim in Chantilly. Jim, what's up?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up?
I have mixed feelings on them. Absolutely all right with shipping them out. As long as you move either the Chargers or the Jags here and you change the name to the Skins. I mean, that's where my family connection is. That's where my emotional connection is. But I'd be 100% for a couple years moving the team to England and moving another team here. I know the Chargers can't draw in L.A. I know Jacksonville can't draw if they were to change the name back to the Skins once they got here.
I think you'd get over it.
I think I would give him the name.
I think you'd get over it. Look at Baltimore. All right, yeah. Baltimore, the Colts left. Colts took the history, the name, the uniform, the helmet. They're in Indianapolis. Baltimore got a new team, and it became Ravens country.
Yeah,
I think you can have the name. Tradition.
You call us the Monuments or the Constitutionalists.
Yeah, but if the Redskins
the
move
want,
to
who
London,
cares?
They're not going to be the London Redskins. That
who
makes
cares what
no
they are?
Sense whatsoever.
That's their problem. That'll be given a perfect opportunity for them to change the name for people that are worried about that kind of
right.
thing. Right. You call them whatever you want.
You'd love it, Cakes. You love when teams unveil new uniforms and new names.
No, they're not going to. Yeah, that's true. I do like that aspect of it. But if you move the team here, they'd be called the Redskins.
I'm willing to start over.
I mean,
JP's a great point.
I'm fine either way.
He's a great point. The Ravens, these people are clamoring for the Colts name at this point. They don't care. They're perfectly fine with the Ravens.
They're over it. Or they're dead. They're over it, they've aged out of the demo.
I want to say the first couple years, I remember the old Colts marching band was still involved.
Yeah, all right, I get it.
Eventually it faded away, and now you got a bunch of purple pants, camo pants.
Yeah.
Purple uniforms, and it's totally different.
Let's just do a new team, new color. You know what, to be honest with you, I don't even really get that size for burgundy. It's hard to match burgundy with anything.
I'm wearing it right now. It looks like I'm wearing it. This is not a Redskins jersey,
it's USC.
By the way.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
USC.
Yeah. Burgundy gold, I don't really get that size.
All right, if you want to chime in, phone number is 800-636-1067. Would you be distraught
if the Redskins move to London.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You know, we're taking calls right now on how you'd feel if the Redskins moved to London. It's never going to happen. Dan Snyder's not going to do it.
Of course not. Why not?
But we're taking your calls because it gives you kind of the state of the fans.
Yeah.
What the fans are actually feeling about this team. And I've said it. I'm really curious to see what FedEx is going to look like the Detroit games. They got the Jets next after the bye.
I don't think it's going to look great for the Jets.
I don't think it's going to look great. But Detroit, I've never really met a Lions fan in D.C. It just maybe one. We have like that one listener that comes by all the time.
I think it's going to be a graveyard. I think both games will be a graveyard.
I think even for the Jets game, the Jets, I see tickets online for like $8.
Yeah.
In the 400.
There won't be a ton of people for the Jets. Yeah, because like
$8. If the Jets were good, that would make sense. A bunch of Jets fans would come down, but they're god awful.
What if the Jets are the Jets playing the Giants?
But they still have a loyal base, though. They're still like, it's a great sports
town. It's a diehard base, but I just don't know.
Not gonna be crazy.
If you're a Jets fan and you live on, I don't know, Long Island, do you really want to make the trek down, the 3+ hour trek down?
No, but
watch
you're already
a miserable
here.
Game.
But the Jets fans are already here.
Sure, there are some here.
The Jets fans are already here.
There's some.
There's thousands.
They'll go for $10.
They'll go for $10. Yeah.
So if the Jets lose to the Giants this week, they'll be 1-8. It'll be 1-8 versus 1-8.
Right.
Oh man.
Who's calling that?
I'm
game?
Looking right now. I mean, you can get seats for $21.
That's unbelievable.
Decent seats right now on SeatGeek.
No, I'm talking about like 400 level you get for $8. I saw that last night.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Dan in Olney. Let's get a British perspective. Dan, oh, what's nice. Up, buddy?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, sure. Dan. Hello.
Hi. I like it. I've lived in the U.S. now for coming up on a few years, lived in the D.C. area. I work in D.C., so I've signed on for D.C. Sports. So my Redskins, a cap, Nat, you name it. I just want to let you know that I lived in the northeast side of London. There is a huge market in London for an NFL team. Mm-hmm. These guys will pay hundreds and hundreds of pounds, dollars for a ticket to see a team. If I know that you said that Dan Snyder has kind of ruled it out, but I think if he did his research and realized how much money he could make moving to London, he could make so much more money moving the Redskins to London. If he realizes that, I know the guy is not well-liked and he's all about the money. I think he might change his mind and it could be a viable option for him. I don't know if the NFL would sanction it. I don't know too much about whether they would let it happen or things like that. But him, Dan Snyder himself, he's got people over there that are gagging for an NFL team and they'll pay hundreds of dollars for a nosebleed ticket.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good point, but I just don't know if he would ever uproot them from Washington. I mean, he's born here, raised here.
Yep.
You know, he's been a lifelong fan. I know that he's hated.
He's practically a terrorist.
But does he know it?
He has to
it doesn't
know
matter
it. He's such
to
a
him.
Narcissist.
But he is very
do
insulated.
Do they really know it?
I don't think it matters to him.
I mean, he doesn't pay attention. He's not listening to our show.
No, he's not. But there's nowhere he goes where he's praised.
If he's smart, all you got to do is walk into your building and see that there's 10,000 people there. For a for an NFL game, you should know that people are just bailing.
I've seen.
But I don't know if he does.
I've seen pictures of a Bullets football game. He literally sits in a crowded stadium by himself.
I know.
Yeah, but he's still making money. It's Michael Lombardi who came on the show yesterday. If you missed the interview, use Rewind.
Said, go somewhere else and make money.
All of the owners, 32 owners, are all killing it.
But Dan,
because
you know
of
what,
TV
Dan?
Contract.
That's why I know he's not selling
doesn't matter
the team.
What's happening in the stadium.
Dan,
that's why I know he's not
Snyder's
selling.
So bad. He's so bad. If he moved the team to London, in 3 or 4 years, they'd bail on him, too, and it'd be a complete joke.
I don't know. You know, these guys love NFL football so much.
even a bad team, they would root for, and they would pay their money. They'd buy all the jerseys.
They'd get tired of it.
People walking around with all the.
I like your optimism, though. I like it, Dan. I know it's a pipe dream, but
yeah,
we can only hope.
Well, I mean, and then they could bring him back, and you know, I like your. You know, your idea about kind of, you know, having another team here in a few years. But, I mean, yeah, I don't want them to go. I'm a sports guy. You know, I like rooting for sports teams. You know, I'm kind of a lucky charm. You guys hadn't won anything until I moved to the D.C. area. Now you're a district of champions. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You brought us the luck.
Appreciate it, buddy.
We appreciate that.
Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Paul in Woodridge. Paul, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks?
Hey.
I would love it if the Redskins move to London, because one, we currently don't have a football team. There's nothing here that's worth watching. Two, the Redskins don't mesh with the other teams. Like the duty looking burgundy and gold does not mesh with the Caps and the Nats and those great looking jerseys.
Yeah.
And then three, London is probably easier for me to get to than Lanham, Maryland. So
yeah.
I'd rather.
You're not the first person to say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be easier to fly to London to get to the game. Yeah. All right, thank you, Paul.
I don't think Lanham's going to accept the Redskins. It's actually Lando.
Yeah, that's right. They don't want to own them.
Let's go to Steve in Orange. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Jucks. How you guys doing?
What's up,
Great.
Steve?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, look, I think it's an excellent idea. Redskins going to London is the best idea y'all have ever come up with. But I think Jacksonville really wants to go. But if there's any way that we can get San Diego to come over to D.C. or Northern Virginia would be better. We could call them the San Diego Cardinals after the state birth. They built FedEx over a landfill. Who the hell wants to go there? Who wants to play there? You know? Let's get rid of them. They can all get on Dan Snyder's yacht and go over there and tell him to take shorts with them, because we'll get him out of the casino. We'll get him over there to England, and he can give us reports. What do you think?
Now, hold on.
I think he's getting some people mixed up.
A little confused.
I don't know.
Does he think shorts goes to the casino all the time?
I don't know. Maybe shorts does.
Is he getting
we
cakes
don't know about
and
it.
Shorts confused?
Could be.
Possible. Somebody here is swearing to me on Twitter that Dan is quietly shopping. This would be a dream. Mm. That he's quietly shopping the team around that he wants out.
Really?
Good.
Now, I think that would get out if
I
that
would
was
love
true.
To know the source on that.
Yeah, that's what I asked. But it's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean like there's 100% there's
Why
heaven.
Would you ever sell an NFL team? I just don't.
Well,
I
mean, maybe because you get your $3 billion and just that's
what
enough.
Did he buy the team for?
Like $900 million?
Yeah.
But, you know,
million?
He borrowed all of it.
That's true. I know.
Yeah.
And we've heard rumors that he's taking out loans to make payroll. Who knows? I don't know how that would be possible. But I guess if you got 18 people coming to your games.
Right. The revenue stream is drying up.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the TV might not go anywhere. Some people say that's just how you manage big businesses like that. You know, you take out loans. It doesn't mean anything.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. But this guy says he's shopping it around. Tell one of your reporter buds to get on it so you don't have to take a random internet nerd's word for it. Don't know if he'll sell in the end, but he wants out, and he's seeing what he can get.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be literally?
It'd be fantastic.
That would be the greatest day. That would be like winning a championship.
Oh, there'd be a week-long
party. There should be a parade.
I would trade the 91 Super Bowl memory. You could erase it. You could go somewhere. You could erase it from my brain if you would sell the team. It'd be worth it. Let's go to, is it Seneca? Seneca, what's up,
yeah.
buddy? You're on with the Junks. How are you?
The Junks, how's it going?
What's up?
Thanks, man. I'm doing great, man. My mom was born in England, Bedfordshire, outside of London. I say maybe for like 1 year, lease them out, you know, get our money and then bring them back or something. I'll take a plane ride to see the team. When I went to the 49ers Redskins game, I walked through a forest of sludge and mud. I know the sign said it wasn't supposed to, but, you know, I've been going to those games, and I don't know. It'd be better to go through the air, you know, move them for a little bit, but bring them back. I
Why would you bring
them
back? I don't want them back. Once they go, they can go.
He's a season ticket holder.
You get tickets
maybe
to the new
start.
One.
I was saying earlier, you know, when the Oilers became the Titans, you know, they went to the Super Bowl. When the Rams changed their jerseys up and went to St. Louis, they found success. The Redskins need some kind of change. They need something different. Give a new jersey. Put an extra stripe on something. You know, but get them out of there. Wherever they, I don't care if they go to Arkansas. As long as they win, send them.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Well, it sounds like Seneca wants them to move, and he's still going to follow them. I want them to move and never think about them ever again. I'll root for the Washington Monument or whatever you want to call it.
But you need that new team in here.
I'll wait 5 years.
You don't want it to go to London with no promise of a future team.
There's promise of a future team, guaranteed. We're the nation's capital. We have a great football history here. We just have an owner that
destroyed. Nation's capital didn't have a baseball team for many, many years.
Didn't have that great baseball tradition. Not like football. Didn't have championship. We have championship pedigree.
That's Heritage, so long ago.
Heritage like franchise.
Bruce Allen now.
Well, it's true, though. I mean, it's true. Sanders didn't have that stuff.
I know, but again, it's two different franchises.
I know, but it's still. It's
two different teams.
Yeah. It's just this fan base has proven time and time again it will support the football team. The reason why the baseball team moved is because they couldn't find support repeatedly. The only reason why they're failing now is because the owner just destroyed it. Let's go to William in D.C. William, what's up?
Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. So, a statement and a question for you guys. Statement, I think Bezos is the only option at this point if the team's ever going to get sold in our lifetime. Second, the question, do you think Dan Snyder is just as, if not more, socially isolated than Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator?
Very similar.
It's probably
very close.
It's the
same thing over there. This happened years ago, and I mentioned it again yesterday, and it's so farcical that I can't believe it's true, but it's true, that years ago I caught them posting the standings upside down. They had the Redskins at that point leading the NFC at 2-6.
And it wasn't a misprint or a typo. They did it multiple weeks.
They reversed the order.
It was multiple weeks.
So it looked like if you just glanced at the standings, the Redskins were in first.
Yes, I just wanted you to see the team's name first.
So, I mean, they are North Korea. There's no difference.
It's unbelievable. I mean, yeah. When was the last time you think he was in a restaurant? Public restaurant, not a private room. I mean, it's just sad.
Been 15
Thanks
years.
A lot, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, bro. Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
You can't walk into the normal part of the Palm with everybody eating around him. He's got to do it in a private room.
So this guy's tweeting me. He says, a buddy of his works for an organization that someone would go to for help when you're selling a multi-billion dollar asset.
Ooh.
He says, I can't say who that company is because his buddy would be bitter. Yeah. But
that's a good source.
I mean, it sounds like there's something there.
Right. Are we breaking a story?
No, because it's it's not a breaking story. It's just a rumor.
Hey, I consider it breaking a story.
Yeah, it's just all rumor. It would be amazing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Would you cut off a pinky? I would cut off one of my toes.
All right.
100%.
I need my big toe.
That grip.
If they were sold.
I need that push off. Right. I would like the third toe in the middle. I don't think you need that one.
Yeah, because it's already ugly.
Yeah, I mean you don't wear sandals without socks. So what does it matter?
Well, I wear
you wear slides.
Slides with socks.
With socks.
Yeah,
yes.
I do like the brother look.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Chuck, Pennsylvania. Chuck, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, when I first heard it this morning, I thought it was a legitimate rumor. But I tell you, I don't find it hard to believe that this man could be shopping the team around very secretly. Just for what you just said a minute ago, how can he just go about town like a normal
person? Why not
just
cash in? Life is short. He's in his 50s. Just cash in, go move to Europe or whatever, and sail around in your, what is it, $100 million boat? Whatever.
I think it's like $190 million
yacht. You got a $200 million boat. Go fly around in that or do whatever you do in that thing. And then, never come back.
Legit.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got all the money he needs, but how can you exist like that when you hear people talking about you?
People hate him.
He doesn't listen to any of it.
He's hated.
He doesn't hear any of it. That's what happens when you're insulated.
No, but he's still got to be a human. Even though I think he's got some sort of weird personality disorder, it's all I can imagine. He has to have some sort of personality disorder. But he's still human and knows he's hated here. When you buy the Redskins, that is a massive ego thing. Not only is it a great business move, but it's a massive ego thing. You think you're going to be, everybody's sort of hero.
But does he know he's hated?
Oh, yeah.
He has to know.
100%.
He's got to know. Yeah, 100%. He's not.
I mean, Bruce
he doesn't
Allen,
want to admit it, but he has
Bruce
to.
Bruce Allen goes up there and lies every week.
Bruce Stones is hated too, but certain guys will be hated for money.
Yeah, people just don't care.
Like, would you care if everyone hated you for, say,
if
six
I was making
million
$8 million?
Yeah, would you care?
No, of course not.
Right. Your family loves you. What do you care?
No, you'd be fine. Somehow you'd be able to adapt.
I just can't imagine they have a lot of friends either.
No. They each have one friend.
Each other.
Yeah, Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. Don't forget, coming up a bit later, 8:20, Alan May is going to join us. Talk some Washington Capitals hockey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Valdez on vacation this week. I've noticed that Sean likes playing the police. Like it.
Oh, is he a police guy?
I don't know if he's a police guy, but it's 2 days in a row.
Hmm.
For different.
Sean, you can get on mic for a second. Sean is running the board for us. Are you a classic rock guy, or are you just playing what's easy?
I don't think he's a classic rock guy.
You never know.
I wouldn't guess that.
I've only heard of Police because of Roxanne, so I figured since Roxanne is good, then other songs will be good.
Okay. Yeah, he played Roxanne yesterday.
All right.
So you're actually playing songs you have no idea what they're going to sound
that
like.
That was Message
this is the
in
first
a Bottle.
One.
Yeah, yeah, right.
This is first listen. One.
Drabby, what were we going to say?
We don't have a lot of options, and we don't really know exactly what we're doing back here, so we're just grabbing sometimes
you know,
the first song.
You say you don't have a lot of options, but I listen to the other shows. They play different songs.
Well, they got their own. They uploaded their own beds.
Right.
No, this week we don't have a lot of options.
Right. I like it when we have more options.
If you can request songs, then they can hook it up.
Yeah.
I always request songs. I usually request songs, but Valdez says it takes forever.
I do. Yeah, Valdez always gets bitter.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, that's the truth. Because I'll request him during a break, you know. And I know he's got a million things he's doing.
I still want to do the bit where we choose our own songs for the week.
I would love that.
We're getting close to that time. I mean, it's the middle of football season.
It's
but
bit season. We're smack dab in the middle of it now.
Right. We could maybe do it next week. It's bye week. There's nothing to talk about for a week. I'm down.
Yeah, just let me know. Got to get the list together.
I'm always down.
All right, let's
get my playlist together, KC.
Let's do the Junkies Blitz and go around the NFL real quick. Brought to you by our friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice, their service to help our military veterans. Visit donatepurpleheart.org. Some NFL news regarding quarterbacks. Cam Newton shut down, placed on IR with his foot injury, suffered that Lisfranc. You usually do five questions. Didn't get to that. Earlier this week, not that I have five questions, but do you think Kyle Allen will be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers next year? He's 5-1 as a starter. Look at his numbers. 9 touchdowns, 4 picks.
He's a manager.
87.8 QB rating.
He's lucky he's got the MVP on his team.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do a lot when you got Christian McCaffrey in your backfield.
I'm going to say no. I don't really even know what the contract situation for Cam is. But
I think he's got 1 year left.
It's $20 million.
I think he's got enough support.
They could actually nix him and just eat like a couple million. It's actually favorable to
cut him. If they trade him or cut him, they save $19 million on the cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's built up some equity. I would be surprised if they moved on from Cam. I would say that.
Oh, I wouldn't be.
I think he's gone.
I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys follow it more than I do, but I would be surprised because I feel like he's built some equity. He's been successful there. You know, he's the face of the franchise. He struggled, but, I mean, at the first sign of struggle, we're just going to just start moving on from guys? I don't know.
I mean, so if you look at his last couple years, he had the MVP year where he had 35 touchdowns, but his last couple years, he just hasn't been
The same, but I assume he's been injured. So you take a year off.
All right. He had the shoulder
I don't
one
think
year,
they're
now
pay him
the Liz Frank.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm just speculating from afar. I'm not a fantasy nerd, so, I don't pay attention. But
they also drafted Greer out of West Virginia in the third round.
Yep.
Yeah, but
it's a relatively high pick.
Yeah.
Those guys don't really do much. But yeah, good luck to them.
Well, Kyle Allen's proven that he can win games, so I think it's either going to be Kyle Allen or someone else. I don't think it's going to be Cam.
Interesting.
But again, it all depends on how healthy McCaffrey is. If McCaffrey gets dinged and you have to rely on the quarterback, then that's when you see the true player. And I just... Man, McCaffrey's so valuable on that offense. I can't imagine that Kyle Allen can beat a team on his own, but we'll see.
McCaffrey right now, second leading rusher in the NFL with 881 yards.
It's a big game
rushing.
For them this week at Green
He's
Bay.
He's got 10 touchdowns rushing the football, and then, of course, you know what he does receiving the football. So he's just having an unbelievable year for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, he's second to Dalvin Cook in rushing.
And he's played one less game if you actually look at it.
That's
and
true.
I think he has.
He's got one less game. You're right.
42 catches with three touchdowns there for 363 yards. So he'll have about, you know, 600-700 yards receiving by the end of the year.
Yeah, he's going to have 20 total touchdowns.
I mean, he's
minimum.
He's not even through three full years. He has 229 receptions already as a running back.
Very spectacular.
I mean, those are crazy numbers.
I mentioned some quarterback news. So the Jaguars officially announced what a lot of people expected. Nick Foles will be back starting this week. He, of course, suffered a fractured collarbone early in the season after signing an $88 million contract for 4 years. Gardner Minshew took over and was pretty damn good.
He went
13 touchdowns with just four picks. Quarterback rating was 92.8, which is basically right there with Tom Brady.
Brady's QB rating is only 92.
Brady's at 93.1, wow. 18th in the NFL.
Hmm. The thing about Minshew is he was just inconsistent. Played great against the Jets, but played awful last week against Houston and London. Played pretty well against Denver, but didn't play very well against Cincinnati. Didn't play well against the Saints. And in Foles, they paid a bunch of money to get Foles.
And coming out of the bye, it's not going to be easy for them. They have to face the Colts and the Titans on the road, back-to-back weeks.
But Minshew kept them, you know, a little bit relevant. I was surprised at how bad they were in London, man.
Yeah, they were far from impressive. I mean, they were ugly in London.
I couldn't believe it.
But Le'Veon Bell.
You got to put Foles back in there.
Le'Veon Bell with the Jets suffered a knee injury in Sunday's loss to the Dolphins, but indications are that he's not going to miss any time. Cakes has always been a proponent of not paying running backs big money, and this is probably why.
I generally am, yes.
So Le'Veon Bell signed a $52.5 million contract
right
after sitting out for a year. $35 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
He's averaging 3.3 yards per carry in a Jets uniform
right
for a whopping 415 yards so far this season.
Look at what's happening with Todd Gurley. I mean, same thing in L.A. Now, he's had a little bit of an uptick in the last game or two, but you pay these guys big deals, big money, big guarantees. They never live up to it. Now, Christian McCaffrey might.
It's kind of unfair. I mean, Luke Falk played in three of those games.
Okay.
I mean, who are you going to stop in the Jets offense? You're going to stop Lev Bell.
Sure.
So it's kind of unfair.
He's got one TD.
If he's on a better team, he's obviously putting up better numbers.
Break some big runs every now and then.
Well, I mean, he's trying. You got to have holes. You act like you watch the Jets every week.
I'm going to sign.
I'm looking at the numbers. 3.3 yards per carry, that's awful.
That's what you do. You look at the numbers.
You know, I want to sign a guy to
but you got to remember, Luke Falk is playing in three of those
that's
eight
true.
Games.
But I'm going to sign a guy to basically a veteran's minimum, and he's going to give me something close to what Lev Bell has given me or better for the most part. I'm sorry. I'm not going to break the bank for a running back in the NFL in 2019.
Well, most teams agree with you.
Yeah, I think most teams realize.
But the Jets needed
foolish.
Jets needed stars, so and they needed a running back.
Well, they've got their stars, and you know what? They're also going to have a 2-14
the
record.
The bigger question is Sam Darnold going to be a bust, or is he going to turn out to be a top five pick?
I'd lean towards bust right now.
I don't think the bigger story is Lev Bell. It's Sam Darnold.
Yeah, he needs to develop, no doubt.
Throws a lot of picks.
I mean, his QB rating 70.
Oh.
And he's been sacked a billion times.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
A lot of it.
Did he throw a lot of picks in college? I had Darnold on my college fantasy team.
Yes, he turned the ball
over. I thought he was a little overrated. Like, he's one of those guys that
they drafted because he's big and strong.
But at a combine, he looks great.
Yeah.
But in college, I thought he was throwing a lot of pickles, a lot of turnovers.
He had the turnover gene in college. Yeah. But again, he's 6'4", and he's got a strong arm.
Everybody acts like just because you're a first-round pick, like you're the franchise guy.
But these teams,
they're hoping you're the franchise
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. Most of them turn out to be average at best.
It's a 50% miss rate. I mean, it's a coin flip.
All right, later in the show, DeMarcus Ware is going to join us, 9-time Pro Bowler. We'll talk some NFL with him. Barry Zvirluga from the Washington Post at 9:20 as we talk about Strasburg and Rendon and whether they're going to leave the Nationals. But at 8:20, we'll get into the Caps with Alan May. But next, I believe we're going to open up EB's entertainment page.
Nice.
You got a good lead?
No.
All right, entertainment page next here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.